This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. This was a big year for our show because we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a daily NPR program. Before the clock runs out on the year, we're going to rebroadcast our 25th anniversary show. So happy anniversary to us, and happy New Year to you. Here's the show, first broadcast on May 11th. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the day Fresh Air became a daily NPR program. Before that, Fresh Air was broadcast daily only on WHYY in Philadelphia, where we still produce the show. How long ago was May 11th, 1987? Let's just say, on our first edition, TV critic David Bianculli reviewed the finale of Hill Street Blues. A 25th anniversary is a pretty big event in the life of a show. To celebrate, it seemed appropriate to do something that reflected our 25 years on the air. So we decided to select excerpts of some of the great Fresh Air concerts in our archive. The music that's been playing behind me is from clarinetist and composer Don Byron's 1997 Fresh Air concert. Actually, we started the national show with music. The day of our premiere, May 11th, 1987, was also Irving Berlin's 99th birthday. He was still alive. So we paid tribute with a concert of his songs, performed by a great jazz and pop singer, Peggy King. Here's a little of how that sounded.
Shaking the booze away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Telling the blues to go, they may refuse to go. But as a rule, they'll go if you'll shake them away. Shaking the blues away.
Celebrating 25 years as a national program makes me think back to the first big anniversary we celebrated, our 50th broadcast as a daily national show. And even though it was just 10 weeks after our premiere, it was a huge accomplishment. It was really difficult building up from a no-budget local show to a national show. It required a new control room, new interconnecting technology, a larger staff, a roster of contributors, and creating new office space next to, really almost inside, the boiler room. We were never sure we'd make it to day one, so when we reached the 50th show, we celebrated with champagne. Cheap champagne. And sharing in the toast was one of my favorite singers, Susanna McCorkle, who had performed live on the show that day. Here's one of her songs from that concert.
I've grown accustomed to his face. He almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune he whistles night and noon. His joys, his woes, his highs, his lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again. And yet I've grown accustomed to his looks, accustomed to his voice, accustomed to his face. I'm very glad he's just a man, and so easy to forget, rather like a habit I could always break. And yet I've grown accustomed to that trace of something in the air, accustomed to his face.
singer Susanna McCorkle. Your singing and your phrasing are really both magnificent. Do you have any formal training or anything?
I don't have any. I just always grew up singing in school choirs, which I think was great, to always just be confident about opening your mouth and singing. And we used to sing in the car a lot. We used to sing rounds. But the one time I tried, I was living in Rome, and I thought I should learn about breathing and scales. And so I had a friend who studied classical singing, and I went to the teacher who taught her, who was named Maestro Ricci, and he had pictures of Anna Moffo kissing him, Joan Sutherland kissing him. I knew he was the wrong one, but he insisted that he could teach me, and he told me wear a surgical corset and hold, you know, it's whack my jaw, macella morbida, you know, he says keep your jaw relaxed, and I was so intimidated I couldn't even say I didn't really want to sing opera. And finally, after a few lessons, he said, I'm so sorry, really, you're a well-educated young lady, you speak good Italian, but you will never be a singer. You have a tiny, tiny thread of a voice. I'm so sorry to be the one to tell you this. And I was really so relieved. You know, I said, well, really, I didn't want to sing opera. I wanted to sing, you know, Gershwin. I tried to think of composers he'd identify, and he said, for this, you have enough of a voice already.
That's Susanna McCorkle, live on Fresh Air, July 17th, 1987, her first of several Fresh Air concerts. A lot changes over 25 years. Susanna took her life on May 19, 2001. She's not the only performer we'll hear from today who's no longer with us. A month before Susanna's concert, singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright came to our studio. How long ago was that? Loudon's now famous son, singer and songwriter Rufus Wainwright, was about to turn 14. Loudon had been writing autobiographical songs about his family. This song, from his Fresh Air concert, is about telling his kids why he and their mother, Kate McGarrigle, were separating. It's called Your Mother and I.
Your mother and I are living apart. I know that seems stupid, but we weren't very smart. You'll stay with her, I'll visit you. At Christmas, on weekends, in the summertime, too. Your mother and I are not getting along. Somehow, somewhere, something went wrong. Everything changes, time takes its toll. Your folks fell in love, love's a very deep hole. Your mother and I will do all we can to work this thing out and to take care of you. Families get broken, I know it's a shame. It's nobody's fault though, and you're not to blame. Your mother and I are both feeling bad, but things will get better, they won't stay this sad. And I hope when you grow up, one day you'll see your parents are people, and that's all we can be. Your mother and I.
Loudon Wainwright recorded in June 1987. He's still writing autobiographical songs. We'll continue our 25th anniversary show with more music performances from the Fresh Air Archive after a break. This is Fresh Air. This year marked the 25th anniversary of the year Fresh Air became a daily NPR program. We're listening back to our anniversary celebration featuring some of the great concerts we've recorded over the past 25 years. Sometimes, especially back in the first few years after our national debut, when the show wasn't well known, we were surprised when famous or even semi-famous musicians that we invited to perform said yes. We were surprised and thrilled when Shirley Horn, the great jazz singer and pianist, agreed to perform in our studio at the end of June 1992, on the day she was in Philadelphia to play at the city's Summer Jazz Festival. She brought with her her longtime bass player, Charles Abels, and drummer, Steve Williams. One of the songs she performed for us was Nice and Easy, which was made famous by Sinatra. I love his finger snaps on that record, and I've always remembered Shirley Horn's quiet shooby-dooby.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy. For us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and please don't worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. Shooby-dooby. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy. For us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry?
Shirley Horn singing and playing piano in our studio in 1992. She died in 2005 at the age of 71. We're grateful to have had our moment with her. Public radio used to have a big annual conference. In the evenings, national shows would give parties and try to impress program directors who weren't already carrying the show that they should. So when we were showing off at our party at the 1993 conference, we featured Arthur Alexander, a great R&B singer who recorded in the 60s and was just starting off on a comeback after years as a school bus driver. We recorded the concert for broadcast. Arthur Alexander had never become famous in the U.S., but in England, his song Anna was covered by the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones did his song You Better Move On. Here's a song from the concert we produced at the public radio conference. The song, Go On Home Girl, was written by Arthur Alexander. The band was led by guitarist Ben Vaughan, who also produced Arthur Alexander's 1993 comeback album.
This is a song that I did years ago and also had the pleasure of doing on my new Elektra album. A little thing that goes a little something like this. It's entitled, Go Home Girl. Well, now me and Frank, we're the best of friends, and our friendship will never end. But it would hurt him so for him to know that I love his girlfriend. Now the love of a girl and the love of a friend are two things you can't compare. So my heart will ache, but I will let it break, 'cause I know it just ain't fair. Go on home, girl, let's call it a night. Go on home, girl, this just ain't right. But before you go, I want you to know that I love you, yes I do. Though it may break my heart, but darling we must part, 'cause I know Frank loves you too.
We broadcast that concert with Arthur Alexander on May 7th, 1993. On June 9th, just as his comeback was gaining momentum, right after he kicked off a summer concert tour, he died of a heart attack at the age of 53. We were grateful that his Fresh Air concert could serve as another document of how great this too long neglected performer was. You may remember this music as Fresh Air's first theme music. Here's the story behind it. 25 years ago, our executive producer Danny Miller and I knew we needed a theme for our national show. We wanted it to be jazz, a little avant-garde, a lot of fun, and a real curtain raiser. Our first choice to do it was Jackie Byard, a pianist and composer who borrowed tonal clusters and weird dissonances from the avant-garde, but also loved stride piano. Before leading his own band, he'd played with Charles Mingus, Eric Dolphy. He substituted for Duke Ellington in the band when Ellington was ill. So we figured he'd say no. But he said yes. And he came up with this great theme that started with his whole left hand crashing down on a cluster of bass notes and had this really fun ending. Since Jackie was a great improviser, each time he'd play the theme, it was different. Here's the opening of two versions from the rehearsal that we recorded on cassette in Jackie Byard's living room in Queens. To get him into the spirit, I did my This Is Fresh Air.
From Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
We loved all the variations of the theme Jackie was giving us, but there was a big problem. Each variation timed out differently, and we needed the theme to be exactly 58 seconds. Danny Miller, our executive producer, is in the studio with me for a moment of reminiscing. Danny, do you remember what it was like trying to get Jackie, this like great improviser, to get it to exactly 58 seconds?
Oh, sure. And like you, I really loved Jackie's playing, especially with Charles Mingus and Eric Dolphy on a Live in Europe album I'd been listening to a lot those days. Now, when we went up there, he had pretty much written the body of the theme, but like you said, we wanted a really spectacular and distinctive opening that would announce the beginning of the show and also say this is not your typical public radio theme song. You know, we were the new kids on the block and we wanted attention. So we went up to Jackie's house, mostly to work on the beginning and the end of the theme and to get a feel for, you know, how it would feel for you talking over it, Terry. But because it had to be exactly 58 seconds long, I brought a stopwatch, I had a metronome. I used the metronome to find and set the right tempo for it to end on time. And of course, this was in the days before digital editing where you could easily knock off a second here or there. Now, Jackie had to come in on time. So each time we practiced this, I'd be there with 10 fingers in the air. And as the stopwatch got to 10 seconds, I'd count them down, 10, 9, just kind of closing my fingers so Jackie would see that we're almost out of time and hopefully he'd get to the finish line in time. Well, Jackie hung in there. I felt a little silly, but we got it done.
And you actually just found the rehearsal tape that we've been hearing, and there's one take on it in which you actually hear the metronome.
Set at 138 beats a minute.
Okay, and here's that take with the metronome.
This is 138.
Yeah, please.
From Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
So, Danny, as I remember, even in the recording studio, when we were doing the final recording of the theme, many takes of it, it was still hard to get it to 58 seconds because Jackie's nature is an improviser. That's why we loved him. Were you still there with the metronome and the stopwatch?
Yes, and I got to say, Jackie was so patient with us. so game to do this, and I think kind of amused with us with why this had to be so precise. And remember, Jackie Byard played with Charles Mingus, who was probably one of the most demanding band leaders in the history of jazz, and somebody who would countenance, you know, no mistakes whatsoever. So here I am saying, no, Jackie, it was 58 and a half seconds. Please, can we do it a half second quicker? And he was a sweetheart about it.
He was wonderful. He was wonderful. So eventually he nailed it. Exactly 58 seconds, and we used his theme for several years. The story behind our theme music had a very happy ending. Jackie's story had a tragic ending. In 1997, he was found dead in his home, dead of a gunshot wound. He was 76. We're going to end this half hour with the closing music that he composed and performed for us. And for several years, we ended each show with this. Thank you, Jackie Byard, for all the great music you recorded over the years, including our little theme. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Let's get back to our 25th anniversary show, first broadcast on May 11th. Today marks the 25th anniversary of our premiere as a daily NPR program. Before that, Fresh Air was broadcast daily only on WHYY in Philadelphia, where we still produce the show. We're celebrating by featuring songs from some of the great concerts we've presented. But the next singing you're going to hear isn't from concerts. It's just guests breaking out into song, either to demo a song we've been talking about or because I did my best to force them to sing a few bars of something. I like doing that. In a couple of the highlights you're about to hear, there was conveniently a piano nearby. These voices are famous, so see if you can figure out who they are. I'll give you the answers after. Here it is, our breaking out into song medley.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of on my own. Help me, girl, as soon as you can.
Well, I used to deliver singing telegrams. Happy hysterectomy, happy hysterectomy. You know, it was like ridiculous. Congratulations, Shirley. Your stretch marks hardly show.
Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say that Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
That's the difference. And you count it off, you right on the one. Bam, doom, bang, bang.
I shot the sheriff. However, I did not shoot the deputy, ding dong, ding dong. You know, it never played.
There is a castle on a cloud.
I sang the little girl song from Les Miserables from beginning to end.
I'm gonna get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Something like that.
So I fantasized what Bob Dylan's Bar Mitzvah must have been like. And then when he gets older, you know,
Oi, once upon a time, you dress so fine, you threw the bums a dime in your prime, didn't you?
There were elegant dames. Stuff like that. You know, just to, hey, Jack, you know, a lot of that, and yelling at the band. Hey, louder! You know, stuff like that. And some of these chicks were a bit more than I could, you know, that, you know, anything.
I got arms at all to hold you. It's just that.
I'm the German Ethel Merman, don't you know?
It's pretty easy to sing in that voice. La 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 la. My dog has fleas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's just flexing in the mirror, vocal flex.
I can't live if living is without you. I can't give, I can't take anymore.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I'm here to say, bananas give you energy for work and play.
I can sing, but it tends to be more like Ethel Merman. I go for the big numbers, like in Aladdin, which is like Ethel Merman. Yeah.
Hello, young lovers.
Other kids my age were protesting the goal to have a revolution. I was up in my room singing, weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day, you know.
I've got a song called Light My Fire, so he plays the song for us. And it's kind of a Sonny and Cher kind of dun, 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 light my fire. And it's like, okay, okay, good chord change. What are the chord changes there? And he shows me an A minor to an F sharp minor. And that's like, whoa, that's hip. And then, and that's when he went into the Sonny and Cher part. No, 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 no.
I'm the king of hip-hop, the renewed like the Reebok, the key in the lock with words so provocative as long as I live. And I look back on that rhyme now, I'm like, man, that's pretty prophetic.
NPR is quite a thing. You get to do, hear the songs to sing. The people talk to you every day. And then at the end of the day, you go home and have dinner. Da, 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 dee, dee, dee. And that would be a new song, NPR. You get a residual.
Okay, so let's see how many people you recognized in that weird Fresh Air medley. Starting from the beginning, Al Green sang Tired of Being Alone. Nathan Lane delivered the singing telegrams. David Sedaris sang the old Oscar Mayer Wiener commercial in his Billie Holiday voice. James Brown counted off on the one. Martin Short did I Shot the Sheriff as Frank Sinatra. Jason Siegel did the Little Girl song from Les Mis. Patti Smith sang Frank Lesser's song Slow Boat to China, the kind of song she said she likes to sing around the house. Richard Belzer imagined Bob Dylan at his bar mitzvah. Bill Murray yelled at the band, in character, as a lounge singer. Paul McCartney gave us a few bars of the great Beatles song From Me to You. Mel Brooks was the German Ethel Merman. Tom Kenny sang in the cartoon voice he's best known for, SpongeBob. Jack Black flexed his rock god voice. Britt McKenzie channeled some Harry Nilsson in the song Without You. How about that Chiquita Banana song? That was our administrative assistant, Dorothy Farabee, and you get extra credit if you recognized her. You probably did recognize Robin Williams giving us his Ethel Merman. Martin Short returned to sing Come Fly With Me. Ray Manzarek of The Doors revealed Light My Fire's inner Sonny and Cher. The king of hip-hop was Jay-Z. That's the first rhyme he remembers writing. And we brought back yet again Martin Short to conclude the medley in his character of the old Tin Pan Alley songwriter Irving Cohen. So now that you know who everyone is, if you want to listen again to our Breaking Out into Song medley, go to our website where you can stream or download the whole thing. That's freshair.npr.org. I've saved for last what I think may be the most moving example of someone singing a little during a Fresh Air interview. I was talking to the great jazz bass player and composer Charlie Hayden in 1997 after the release of his Quartet West album, Now is the Hour. The title track is the farewell song of the Maori people of New Zealand. But Charlie Hayden knew it as a pop song on the radio during World War II when it became about waiting for soldiers who had gone off to war. The Quartet West track is an instrumental, but I wanted to hear the lyrics. Would you sing the song as you remember it?
I'll try. Now is the hour when we must say goodbye. Soon you'll be sailing far across the sea. While you're away, oh, then remember me. When you return, you'll find me waiting here.
That's a really lovely song.
Yeah.
Charlie Hayden, recorded on Fresh Air in 1997. I'd never heard him sing before. I later learned it was the first time he sang in public in 45 years. As a child, he sang on his parents' country music radio show, but he stopped singing at the age of 15 after polio temporarily paralyzed the left side of his face and his vocal cords. According to the liner notes Oren Keepnews wrote for a Hayden album 2 years after our interview, it was because I persuaded him to sing on Fresh Air and then urged him to sing on his next album that he actually did. He sang Wayfaring Stranger on his 1999 album, The Art of Song. I can't tell you how proud that makes me because I love Charlie Hayden singing. We'll get back to some more Fresh Air concerts and continue the celebration of our 25th anniversary as a daily NPR show after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our 25th anniversary show, first broadcast on May 11th. Today is the 25th anniversary of the day Fresh Air became a daily national NPR show. We're marking the occasion by listening to some of the great music performances we've featured over the past 25 years. One of my favorite singer-songwriters is Richard Thompson. He's got a great sense of humor, but many of his songs are really dark. What I thought was especially remarkable about his first Fresh Air performance is that, as I recall, he recorded it in the late morning, a time when many singers can't get much more than a croak out of their voice, and he gave a perfect and intense performance. I wasn't sure how he could get to such a level of intensity in our radio studio with just me in the room staring at him in awe. Here he is playing his song I Feel So Good on February 7th, 1994.
I feel so good, I'm gonna break somebody's heart tonight. I feel so good, I'm gonna take someone apart tonight. They put me in jail for my deviant ways. 2 years, 7 months, and 16 days. Now I'm back on the street in a purple haze. And I feel so good. And I feel so good. I feel so good. I'm gonna break somebody's heart tonight. I feel so good. I'm gonna make somebody's day tonight. I feel so good, I'm gonna make somebody pay tonight. I'm old enough to sin, but I'm too young to vote. Society been dragging on the tail of my coat. But I've got a suitcase full of 50-pound notes and a half-naked woman with a tongue down my throat. And I feel so good, and I feel so good. I feel so good, I'm gonna break somebody's heart tonight.
That was great.
Thank you.
Something else I have to say about your guitar playing. It's all the technical virtuosity is in service of the music and the emotion. I just feel like you're such a not show-off player. Yeah, right. Such... Yeah.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Yeah, might as well.
That was Richard Thompson in 1994. Some of the people we're hearing on our 25th anniversary show have performed on Fresh Air several times. Richard Thompson is one example. Our next performers, songwriter, pianist, and singer Dave Frischberg, and singer Rebecca Kilgore, have performed together and separately several times on our show. Their first performance together was in 1995. Here's the opening song from that concert, which was written in 1933 by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler.
I got my trousers pressed, shoes shined, I had my coat and vest relined. Take a look at my lapel, see the flower, can't you tell? I'm happy as the day is long. Haven't got a dime to lend, I got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire. I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am
I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. Got my peace of mind, knock wood. I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long. I'm happy, happy, happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I got my peace of mind. Knock wood, I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long. I'm happy as the day is long.
That's Rebecca Kilgore singing with Dave Frischberg at the piano. Another musician who's performed on our show several times over the past 25 years is songwriter and singer Nick Lowe, who wrote the song What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which became a hit when it was recorded by Elvis Costello. One of Lowe's Fresh Air performances was scheduled in 2001 to coincide with the release of a new album. It ended up also coinciding with 9/11. It was just 3 weeks after the attacks. All of the programs we were doing then were about the attacks and terrorism, and we really weren't in the mood for a fun concert. So one of the things Nick Lowe suggested was an unironic version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, and it really worked. Here it is.
As I walk this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Oh, yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? Oh, yeah. And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And as I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. Sometimes, where are the strong? And who are the trusting? And where is the heart? Harmony, sweet harmony, cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Understanding, brother. Understanding, sister. Understanding.
That's Nick Lowe performing in our studio. That sounded great. How does it sound to you now? I do think there's times when it's had this ironic cast to it.
Yes, I think when I thought it up originally, everything was changing. The old hippie ideals were going and everyone was getting a bit slick and knowing. And so it was. I originally thought it up as some poor old hippie saying, oh, well, I might be on the way out, you know, but there's one thing I know, you know, that will. What is so funny about this thing? You all think that you're so clever now, you know. But it wasn't really until Elvis Costello recorded it, and he gave it this whole other slant, and it was like this kind of anthem, became this sort of anthemic thing. And so I can't remember this the original idea of it has kind of disappeared.
Nick Lowe performing on our show 3 weeks after the 9/11 attacks. We'll continue our 25th anniversary show with more music performances from the Fresh Air Archive after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our 25th anniversary show, which was first broadcast on May 11th. Today is the 25th anniversary of the day Fresh Air became a daily national NPR show, and we're celebrating by listening back to some of the great music performances we've featured over the past 25 years. When I'm preparing for a Fresh Air concert, I work with the producer to make a list of songs I'd like the performer to do. And then I consult with the musician about what they'd like to do, and we come up with a song list. But sometimes we end up with a song that none of us was counting on. And that happened with John Doe, the co-founder of the seminal L.A. punk band X. When he performed in May 2009, he was doing songs from his then-new album of classic country. But we got sidetracked to a great song we weren't planning on. Here's how it happened. He had just played a song made famous by Hank Snow called A Fool Such As I. And I said, the song would sound so different if it was called A Fool Just Like Me. To which John Doe said,
that's the beauty of country music, is it has this weird, colloquial, but sort of statesman, prosaic. Like, I was thinking about, we do this song live, There Stands the Glass.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got to do a few bars of it. I was going to ask you to do it, but I figured, well,
okay,
I don't necessarily know it.
All right. It's like, There Stands the Glass. It's like, that's a really weird sentence. It makes total sense, but it's like, aloft, the glass is before me.
Oh,
drinketh
so right.
me down the glass of beer.
Oh, okay. Do a few bars.
Okay. The glass that'll ease all my pain, that'll settle my brain. It's my first one today. There stands the glass that'll hide all my fears, that'll drown all my tears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I'm wondering, do you think of me in my misery? There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim till all my troubles grow dim. It's my first one today.
John Doe, singing a song made famous by country singer Webb Pierce. Today we're celebrating our 25th anniversary as a daily NPR show, with highlights of concerts from the past 25 years. We'll close with a song from our most recent concert with Catherine Russell. She spent years as a backup singer for Steely Dan, David Bowie, and others before going solo. Her father worked as Louis Armstrong's music director. This exemplifies what we try to do with some of our concerts, which is to call attention to performers we think are wonderful and should be better known. Matt Munisteri is accompanying Catherine Russell on guitar.
Wake up and live, don't mind the rainy patter, and you'll find it's mind over matter. Dark clouds will break up if you just wake up and live. Yeah, wake up and live, show the stuff you're made of, just follow through. What are you afraid of? You'll try it, won't you? Why don't you wake up and live? Come out of your shell. Hey, fella, find your place in the sun. Come out of your shell. Say, fella, just be a go-getting son of a gun. Wake up and live. If Lady Luck is yawning, up on your toes. A better day is dawning. Don't let up, get up and give. Just give yourself a shake-up just to wake up and live. Come out of your shell. Hey, fella, find your place in the sun. Come out of your shell. Say, hey, fella, just be a go-getter. yawning, up on your toes. A better day is dawning. Don't let up, get up and give. Just give yourself a shake up just to wake up and live.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you both so much. That was Catherine Russell, recorded on Fresh Air last January. There are so many other great musicians who have performed on our show over the past 25 years. We're really sorry we don't have time to fit them in. You know, not many shows get to celebrate a 25th anniversary. We've been given the greatest anniversary gift a show can ask for. You. You who have been listening to us, whether it's been for 25 years or just a few days. You. No matter how you're listening, radio, podcast, website, phone, tablet, whatever, you have given us the privilege of marking this anniversary and continuing to produce Fresh Air. So on behalf of all of us who have worked on the show over the past 25 years, our current crew and our alumni, thank you a lot.